From the recording to the broadcast studio, the latest from the local music industry, it's Soundcheck on OFM.
Thanks so much for joining us this evening. Tell us a bit more about Femme Fatale and how the song came together.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. So Femme Fatale is my latest single, and I think it has a really important message because it's all about woman empowerment. And how I came about writing it is, obviously, you know, I'm a huge feminist, woman equality, well, people equality in general. And I just thought I really wanted to write a song that had like a badass chick kind of vibe to it. So that's how it came about. And I really wanted it to be like kind of Ariana Grande, like sexy, sultry kind of vibes. Because, I mean, what is more powerful than a woman expressing herself and her sexuality?
Now, you also recently released the music video for Femme Fatale. I think you've captured this message and this tone of the song perfectly in the video. It's quite a masterpiece. Tell us a bit more about the conceptual process behind putting this music video together.
So for the music video, I hired a company, or I worked with a company, which is called Nanda Productions. And I knew that I wanted to work with them because the director is Antonia Ackermans, and of course she's a woman. And I thought, you know, only a woman will understand what I want to like show, because I wanted it to be sexy, of course, but I didn't want it to be like, oh, you know, just that kind of sexy music video, you on the beach like riding around or something, you know. I wanted it to be like powerful and boom, like, you know, I'm in charge and don't underestimate me. So she showed me the hotel, which is called the Rijhorst in the Netherlands, and I fell in love because the suite that we filmed everything in is completely pink. Everything is pink. I was like, there we go. That's the place. That's where we're shooting great stuff. So I was very happy that she got my picture across and that we were able to work together.
Now, you're born and bred in South Africa. You're currently based in the Netherlands. I've never been there, but what I've heard, it's quite the creative mecca. What's the last few months been like creating music in the Netherlands?
It's been just fantastic for me. Of course, it's very difficult to like make new connections because most of my songs I actually still get produced and mixed, and the instrumentation I get done in South Africa because I work with two people, and for most of my music I work with them. So it's Andre Ramirez Skeppers for the instrumentation, and then for mixing and mastering, it's Clinton Watts from Watts Production. And honestly, I'm just always so happy with what they do. But in the Netherlands, I think it's just so fantastic to be here because everything is close and everyone's so open. I really felt myself grow as an artist more here because, I don't know, everyone's just so like wild and free, you know, it's great.
Now, like many of us, you've also found a creative outlet via social media. Tell us a bit more about your exciting TikTok vlog.
Yes, I've actually started a TikTok channel, a little series, a mini vlog about what I do in the life as a singer living in the Netherlands. So then you can see like when I go to a music video, like what's happening or what I do on a day-to-day basis. Because, of course, there's a lot of like little background things that people don't see. And it's so important to get to know the artist and what the journey is. And I just want to take all of you amazing people on the journey with me. On my TikTok, it's Cindy Louise Official. And then if you want to follow me on any other social medias, then you can go to my website, which is www.cindy-louise.com. And all my music is available on like music platforms, all of them. So iTunes, Spotify. You can find me everywhere, you lovely people. Yes.
That was Soundcheck, the latest from the local music industry.